KCSI Sports here in Stanton today with Stanton Viking football head coach Jeff Grebin. Coach Grebin, you look rested, you look relaxed, you look composed, you look like you had a good summer.
Thank you. Everything you said was false, probably. But I appreciate that. But it's been a long summer.
Well, it looks like you're ready to roll here. And I just, you know, the good news, I was talking to some assistant coaches. Your numbers are up a little this year.
Numbers are up. We'd love to have had the entire team that played last year back, but we don't. And we've got a large freshman class. So the numbers came from there. Half of our roster are freshmen.
You know, Coach, each year, it's like we always say every year, it's like starting over again, you know, even though you have, some of the same kids. But I think the good thing, when I look at your roster, you've got a quarterback that's going to play for you. Got a lot of good experience last year.
Yeah, he did. And he's a good
level. We're talking about Nolan Case.
Nolan Case, yeah. He's a good level-headed kid. Stays composed under the pressure. I mean, he's just done a great job for us. And hopefully we can buy enough time for him, can pick apart a couple defenses and see what we can do this year.
You know, when I look at last year's schedule, this is a tough schedule. You're playing teams that are vying for state championships. You guys ground out the season. You got to put a win on the board late in the season. I think that kind of is a big thing, because that gets a little bit of payoff for your kids to see that, set you up for a little bit of momentum this year.
Absolutely. It was a big win for those kids. Their only real win was a JV win, you know, the guys that would be juniors this year. And so that was a big deal for them. And they've been working hard, and so it'll be interesting to see how that pays off this season.
August 21st is your first game, Seymour at home. That doesn't put a lot of time. Well, how many practices is that? 10, 12 practices, get everything in? Can you get everything in that you want to get in before that first game?
We're hoping to. We spent some time this summer, you know, after weights we'd come out a couple days a week, and we spent some time on some offensive and defensive stuff, mostly fundamentals, and now we're getting to the nitty-gritty with, you know, offensive plays and defensive calls and that kind of stuff. But they're picking it up fast, and like you said, we got a crew that's coming back from last year, a core group of guys. We've got 8 guys back from last year's team, and so last year's team, everybody on the team played, so that they've got minutes and experience, and these other guys just got to buy into, you know, what they're telling them. We're trying to make, you know, develop leaders out of them, and by example and by word.
You know, Coach, you've been at this a long time, and you know, it's you coached all gamuts of types of teams. What's the thing that you find the most interesting, the most challenging, but most rewarding for you as a coach?
Oh my gosh! And like you said, year to year, you got a different group. The rewarding thing is we've got a group of kids right now that are working hard. They're pretty resilient. I'm just looking forward to what comes down the road. I mean, I don't want them to wait, you know, to think that we need to wait till we're seniors, that hopefully this year we can get a couple more wins on the board, you know, just one last year, we can get a couple more, sneak a couple in somewhere. That'd be awesome for these guys. It'd just be a real momentum builder, and we've got kind of a special thing this year. We've got, I think, 4, maybe 5 sets of brothers.
Yeah.
Out of 20 kids. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we'll do some things with those guys. It's going to be kind of fun throughout the year.
Absolutely. And, Coach, tell us about who's on your staff this year. Who's on your staff helping you out?
We have assistant with Drew Wiggum. And then we've got some volunteer coaches, Dan Case and Mike Dreyer. They do a great job in the fall coming in and spending time with the kids. And obviously they both have sons that are around, and so that's an important piece of that. But just their calm demeanor and their enthusiasm is just another guy on the roster that's saying all the right things, doing the right things, and you know, the kids are in mind. I mean, that's the biggest thing. So Drew Wiggum, yeah, he's done the offensive coordinating. He's done a lot of things technique wise on both sides of the ball. Brings a lot of positivity to the team, brings a lot of knowledge to the team, and he's just been a real bonus. I mean, for me, my day is super, super busy, and a lot of times he's bringing stuff to the table. I'm like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
That's been a real blessing. And, you know, he's a busy guy with teaching full time, and he's got a business, and he's got 4 kids. I mean, or 5. He's got 4 kids. You know, he's got a wife that supports all of that, and that's pretty awesome. So
that continuity in coaching is so important.
Yeah. And so this will be our 3rd year together, so that's pretty cool.
So, Coach, looking at early season, you've had a few practices. You want to win every game. You want to do all those things. But to you, what is the most important thing you want to get out of this team this year?
Developing, you know, more mental toughness. I think we were pretty resilient. We did a really good job last year with 14 boys on a team. And we finished the season. I mean, a lot of teams couldn't do that with more guys. And so we felt pretty proud of that. And like you said, the teams on our schedule are no slouch. I mean,
no.
There's some real Woodbine's competitors. Yeah,
state champ.
You got Woodbine. Yep, that's right. So, and they didn't leave our schedule either. So we'll be seeing them again. And we just again, we just want to develop that toughness. And with one senior, you hope that the rest of them return. That we have the fun that we had last year. It's enjoyable. The kids are learning and they're having fun and growing as a young man. And you know, the next year could be something, you know, special for those guys that'll be seniors. And this year we did. We picked up some kids that didn't play last year. So, like I said, we have 8 that played last year, and then the rest of them all new to varsity football.
Well, Coach, I've been here every year with you, and your positive enthusiasm for this team, the things you do for the community of Stanton and leading this football program is amazing, my friend. Let me tell you, I'm a big rooter of you, and you get some Debbies on the win on the board this year, all right?
Well, we'll try to do that. Thank you. I appreciate those kind words.
You bet, Coach Grebbin. That's Coach Jeff Grebbin, Stanton Viking head football coach. This is KCSI Sports.